This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. That's what we do here. We open up the phone lines and let you call in and talk about what you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
That's right. Thursday is Ian's night off, so you got me, the better one, sitting in on the first chair. So, Chris, it's that time of year, right? Like, it's Halloween.
It is.
And I don't know how many people think of Halloween and think of, you know, their kid dressing up in some costumes and candy and all the things that are great, you know, all the decorations and stuff that go into Halloween. Or are there just a bunch of people like me who think, oh, good, we're going to have a whole bunch of stories from colleges about cultural appropriation?
You know it's coming.
It's really coming.
Just like the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, it's coming.
It is totally coming. And one thing led to another. So first I'm going to, start with where I started with, which is from campusreform.org. And I would not claim to know whether campus reform is intending. But they are certainly reporting on this story from University of Massachusetts Amherst.
And it's always University of Massachusetts Amherst. I found in these stories, because I brought a couple of them into the show in the last few weeks, too. And some of them we've talked about a little bit, some of them we haven't, but it just, that campus seems to be right at the head of the charge in this.
There are a lot
very
of
important issue
like that those kind of campuses, you know,
yeah.
the liberal campuses or the, you know, wildly insane campuses or whatever. So apparently they have this. They're posting. There's an organization there called, they've created something called the Simple Costume Racism Evaluation and Assessment Meter, or SCREAM. And what it does is it gives your costume a rating on a threat level for cultural appropriation. Got it?
Got it.
So, white girls in Indian headdresses, not cool, is the presumption here.
Not cool? Even like the movie Pocahontas?
Yeah, sorry.
The Disney film?
Sexy cultural appropriation is still cultural appropriation.
Hmm.
So, the University of Massachusetts Amherst is posting cultural appropriation posters in each of their residence halls, so everybody has to see this crap, on campus featuring a detailed racism evaluation assessment meter. The initiative is being spearheaded by the Center for Women and Community, the Center for Multicultural Advancement, and Student Success, the campus's diversity office, and the Stonewall Center.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm sure all of these groups have probably got some federal grant funding at some point or another. I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that.
Gives me warm fuzzies. Don't be an a-hole, one display urges students, providing several leaflets to help them understand the effects of cultural appropriation. Now, that sentence was important for me reading this story. I want you to remember that. Help them understand the effects of cultural appropriation. The board also includes a poster to help measure the threat level of a potential costume using what is called the SCREAM meter, and it poses several costume-related questions, the answers to which take one to various points on the threat meter that ranges from green to low. Apparently, there is no, there's none of this. There's not, your costume cannot not have a threat to it. It's just a low threat, right? I mean, so if you
all threatening.
If you dress up like Boba Fett, Mandalorian lives matter, right?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. If you dress up like Iron Man, I'm not even sure what metal lives matter.
Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of really lame Halloween costumes, but even then, straw lives matter. I don't know.
Raggedy Ann and Andy, you'd think that that's good for a couple. I mean, you can do that year after year after year if you wanted to.
Well, you can. I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, my wife won't dress up with me anyway. If one intends to represent a person on Halloween, the only way to get a green threat rating is for the person to be of one's own race. If one represents a person of another race, the threat level increases roughly in conjunction with the amount of makeup that one intends to use. So let me ask you this. I'm going to go this year as Captain America in Captain America Winter Soldier. So I'm not going to have the mask, but I am going to have the shield and the kind of cool shirt.
Okay.
Now, Captain America, white guy, but he's blonde. I'm brown. I have brown hair.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm in the sun enough, it will bleach out. That's happened to me. Would you call that low or, let's see, guarded?
Well, you are the proper race for this costume, Mark.
Wait a second. Captain America was actually created by Jewish comic book writers.
Oh, my God. I didn't
now
even
what?
Think of that. I don't know.
Yeah, but now what? From Brooklyn.
Now we got to do more research.
Right.
Before
yeah,
we
right.
dare let you out of the house in this costume.
I'm afraid this is screamed on up to elevated.
You think?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Even representing a thing or idea is dangerous, though the flyer says a warning against costumes that can only be understood in the context of controversial current events or historical accepted cliches, particularly if these events or cliches related to a person or people not of your race. So again, if you can toss somebody who's not of your race into this, then it's on, right? Then okay. you're above there. Another display on a different bulletin board asserts that cultural appropriation is an act of privilege and leads to offense, inaccurate, inaccurate, stereotypical portrayals of another person's culture. It then goes on to outline steps that students can take to inform their peers if a costume may be considered inappropriate or offensive, using Native American costumes as the prime example.
Hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. Many Native Americans, people claiming to be Native American, are only partially. So I've seen, for instance, the Abenaki tribe, who's not federally recognized, it's just kind of people who get together, look remarkably like a bunch of white people mm-hmm. pretending to be Indians.
Okay.
Now, I mean, many tribes will accept you if you're a quarter or something like that and kind of show it, those kind of things. But ultimately, you are, there's many people who are mixed. I thought for a long time that I was part Indian, and so I lived a period of my life believing that was the case. And would it be okay? How much Indian do you have to be in order to wear an Indian costume on Halloween, I think is really the question. I mean, do you have to be 51% in order for your Native American side has to overpopulate your white side in order to not be offensive?
Well, this is where it gets confusing with me, because I hear this argument on, for example, during Halloween for this. But then on the other hand, I see people that want to celebrate their heritage, even though, for example, they might be 128th percent black.
Right.
And they want to go that direction. To me, you do what you want to do. Just don't force it on anybody else. I could care less.
I think that one can take a costume too far. Like, I'm certainly willing to say that if a white guy who's a very small percentage black, I would be a white guy that's very small percentage black. Apparently, there's some Ethiopian Jew back there through Sardinia. And I took the 23andMe and found other stuff out. So if I decide to dress up like a Zulu warrior, except I don't wear makeup. Like, weird. It's just weird, okay?
Right. That yeah. will. That
it's just not.
Kind of nonsensical. Okay.
Yeah. So I think that one can go too far with a costume. Absolutely true. I think that, however, there's a lot of Indian costumes out there. At least we are led to believe there are a lot of Indian costumes. I don't see this very, very often. And that's where sort of cultural appropriation seems to really hit home, is with Indians. And I read an article recently about American Indians not really caring about the Washington Redskins. 90%.
Right.
90% of American Indians don't care.
I've read the same thing.
Or yep. consider it to be a minor issue.
Right.
The more important things out there. There's all kinds of studies, and it just shows over and over again that Indians just don't care about this particular issue. I think the term Washington Redskins is offensive. But I'm not going to tell Indians that they should be offended. Like, that's a different story.
Exactly. I can't tell you how to feel.
Right. I wouldn't I wouldn't propose to tell you how to feel. I would propose that a white person telling Indians that they should be upset about this is participating in what I would call white man's burden. And that is fundamentally racism.
I agree.
The number, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, or lrn.fm on Skype.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
You can call in and talk about this issue of cultural appropriation during Halloween. We're talking about right now. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. or we have Skype available to you. All you have to do is send us a request, if you have not already done so in the past, and we will add you, and then you can call and generally sound quite a bit better. Our username is lrn.fm. That's LRN as in Liberty Radio Network, lrn.fm. Now, before we get back into this, because things kind of take a turn here, Chris, before we get back into this, I want to tell you about Cell 411. So if you've heard us talk about Cell 411 in the past, you know that what Cell 411 is a it's an app that allows you to make contact with people who have the app who, you know, care about helping their neighbors, right? Like, so if you've got a fire at your house and you've managed to hook up your neighbors on Cell 411, you can send out an alert, and they can be there a heck of a lot faster than your volunteer fire department or something like that.
You bet.
And it's really great. But what they've added, and I think that this is awesome, is ride sharing. Now, ride sharing is all over the place. But what Cell 411 allows you to do is any kind of payment system you want. You want to pay in gold bars? Fine. You want to pay in cash on the barrel head? Fine. Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, whatever you want to do, their ride sharing program allows you to do it. And so it's, you know, for many of the drivers out there, they'll have a lot of these apps. I think Cell 411 is, you know, get that right now so that you're prepared for what hopefully is going to be a huge onslaught of users. So, and if you haven't, you know, done ride sharing, this is a great opportunity to try it out so people can set different rates, because Uber sets the rate for the drivers. In this case, the drivers can set rates and they're in competition with each other. Drives pricing down.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yep, that's how it goes. Get cell411.com. It's G-E-T, get cell411.com. We'll take you right there and you can, you know, get the app and begin using it. It's great. I've had it on my phone for quite some time. So get cell411.com. Getting back into it. Now, this article here from apparently UMass Amherst, they continue to go on and chide people for hypersexualized racism is still racism. And, you know, of course, they're talking about gals wearing short Indian outfits and that kind of thing. They do attempt to throw a little fairness in this in saying that cultural appropriation can sometimes be the savior of a cultural product that has faded away. So, for instance, Indians don't carry a lot of tomahawks these days. But if somebody wears an Indian outfit, likely they're going to have a tomahawk, right?
Absolutely. Bow and arrow, maybe. Who knows?
I remember signing up for, being in Cub Scouts, and we did some Indian stuff at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was just like a spear involved or something. And, you know, I can see how people might look at this as culturally clumsy would be the terminology I'd use. Now, I would say that, you know, these things range from being a jerk, cultural clumsy, to just fine.
Yeah, because that it could be like a real tribute to a particular ethnic group or a particular people. I mean, I'm going to imagine somebody who really is into Indian culture, and he may be white or she may be white.
Or pure white,
but really wants to do it completely authentic. So maybe that only gets a medium because that person may not actually be that race at UMass Amherst.
By somebody else's estimation, right?
Right. Not by your own, but by somebody else who's going to make this decision.
That's the thing, is these people basically have made a career out of how much cultural appropriation is going on. And that's what I find particularly offensive about this. Man, the butthurt is strong. They're just worried about all kinds of things. People's costumes just don't bother me that much.
Well, the funding is strong. I mean, when you look at, like, what this particular school offers, there's a lot of classes in multiculturalism. This didn't used to be a thing.
No.
Nobody went to college for multicultural studies, but they do now. Now you have faculty, you have whole departments.
Of course, faculty is the only place that particular degree is going to be of any use.
Right.
You're not going to get a career in multiculturalism. I'd like to point, a couple of things kind of stand out to me. If you have, say, some kids on a reservation or a high school that's in a predominantly Indian area, you know the chances of that the mascot of the school being the Braves or the Warriors or whatever it is really high, right?
Sure.
Like, that's what they're going to have. And I think they should. I think there's nothing wrong with it. Now, if in Madison, Wisconsin, or, you know, someplace in Wisconsin or Minnesota, your largely white school goes by the Vikings, people are either not going to think about it at all.
Right.
Or they're going to say, how culturally insensitive. Right? And it's just, like, what
that's actually part of the heritage in that area, so why would it be?
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is the thing, is that all this concern about race really boils down to, you ought to be ashamed for being white. And no one asked me. I think that I'm clear that there's some privilege that goes along with appearing white to people, but no one asked me. And it's just, if you know, the sooner we can get beyond this stuff, the better. No, my ancestors didn't kill the Indians. My ancestors were over in feudal Europe, being the, you know, bearing the bastard children of the duke and the count. Okay, I mean, let's just be clear that none of us rose from greatness here. Okay, you know, it's a whole world of people who have arisen from the little guy, and mitochondrial Eve gave birth to us all. So that's kind of where I'm at on that. But you remember that sentence where I said, talked about the dangers of cultural appropriation?
I do.
That's what I decided was, I want to be fair. Look, I'll change my mind on an issue if I think I'm wrong. That's something I really believe that sets Free Talk Live apart. And so I decided, you know what I'll do? I'll look up an article on what the dangers of cultural appropriation are. And I found this gem, everydayfeminism.com. Now, it's my understanding that Everyday Feminism is not the sort of website that is just berserk about feminism.
Okay.
But I got to say, this article does not resonate with me. So this is written by Melissa Z. Johnson. And
Melissa or Militia?
Maybe that's an I. Maisha? Maisha?
Okay.
So, you just walked into a Halloween party. You think you're wearing a kick-butt costume, but instead of giving you a compliment, someone tells you that your costume counts as cultural appropriation. You think that's ridiculous accusation. You do something racist? You don't have hateful intentions, so you don't know how you could have a negative impact. Plus, nobody likes being told they can't do something. And you feel like this person saying you can't wear your costume, even if you didn't mean to hurt anyone. So you're wondering what the big deal is about cultural appropriation. I got you covered. 855-450-3733. Ms. Johnson is going to let us know. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
So we're talking about cultural appropriation. It's that time of year when, kids are trick-or-treating for candy and cultural appropriation is in the air. There's that brisk autumn breeze that should make you feel terrible for being white. Or at least that's the impression that I tend to get from reading these articles. Now, I don't like these things that sort of drive a wedge between people just based on how much melanin or, caucogen or cocotin they have in their skin.
All the things that are not supposed to matter. And that's, you know what I mean?
Right, so much time on things that aren't supposed to matter.
Exactly. The point is we are all the same race. When you boil it all down, there is zero difference. Sorry.
There's enough science to support what you're saying.
Yeah.
That I've just decided I don't have a race.
I'm human.
Right. People assign me one, I'm sure, in their minds when they look at me, but...
And race was the wrong word. It's species. Right. We are the same species, and I'm good
really
with leaving it at that.
Race is still a thing that you can't really, nail down either.
No, and it gets more difficult as time goes on.
All the sort of evidence for race goes back many, many decades to these eugenicists who were trying to prove that particular races are superior to others and all that stuff. And I don't believe that. Now, I would say that there's likely tribes in Africa that are going to be better at playing basketball than, say, pygmies or something like that. I'm willing to go that far. There are physical differences in people from, different geographic areas if they have the ancestry that focuses on one particular area.
Sure, but that could be hair color or type of hair or color of skin.
That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, really?
Height, perhaps.
Right.
Physical features, things that don't particularly matter in the long run. So I want to get into this article I found at Everyday Feminism and just talk about what cultural appropriation is and isn't. The Liberty Radio Network offers audio on demand listen lines. So is all you have to do is call this number. It's at listen.freetalklive.com too, and that's the best place to get it in case you, you know, can't write this down or memorize it or whatever. But you don't have to miss any of our shows. You just listen to, you know, you've got the choice of all, you know, 10 different shows there to listen to. There's also a feature where you can leave messages to us. It's really great, especially if, well, I mean, we all have data plans, right? And those data plans tend to get throttled if you use them too much, even if they're unlimited. So check it out at just, you know, go to listen.freetalklive.com to get this number. I'll give it to you here once, 641-793-9660. And it saves you lots of money on your data plan, and you can listen to Free Talk Live. You don't have to, or whatever the other shows are. And you don't have to go worry about downloading podcasts and all that stuff. So it's great stuff. Listen.freetalklive.com. Everyday Feminism. What is cultural appropriation and what it isn't? In short, cultural appropriation is when somebody adopts aspects of a culture that's not their own. So, that means a black guy dressing up as a Viking, right? But that's the most basic definition. A deeper understanding of cultural appropriation also refers to a particular power dynamic in which members of a dominant culture take elements from a culture of people who have been systematically oppressed by that dominant culture group.
Okay.
Got it?
Again, when you say that a certain group has power over another, I tend to think of, okay, who has the high ground and who has the element of surprise? Because in every one of these situations, you can certainly find two races where somebody was in control and somebody wasn't.
Yep.
Somebody had power over the other.
So, the, you know, like, speaking as somebody whose people are going to perceive of as white, you know, like, I don't feel like I got a lot of power. I'm willing to concede that there is something called racial privilege, and that it, you know, generally there's more privilege to being white than there are most races here in the United States. However, for instance, if I wanted to cut a rap album, perhaps my age and my race are going to work against me, right? You know, I'm going to have to be one heck of a rapper to be a 45-year-old white guy, you know, rapping away. So there is, you know, there's other kinds of culture that go on there too, and it's difficult to exactly nail down. Now, if I'm standing next to a friend of mine who's black, who's got power here? It doesn't seem like there's power going on, not a power dynamic. It's not, you know, I can't just call up all my white friends and say, hey, let's oppress, you know, this guy. You know,
what do you want to do tonight?
It doesn't
let's
work
go oppress
that way.
A race.
This seems like being fixated on race, which I don't spend much time doing. Now, the immediate response to that is, well, you know, everybody reminds me every day I'm black. And that may be true. I don't suspect that if I was living in a predominantly black culture that I would be unreminded about my differences, too. Difference doesn't mean bad. Right? I mean, somebody's skin color doesn't make them a bad person.
Of course not.
So if somebody comments on your ethnicity, it is not an insult. Any more than when my dad was, you know, my dad and his friend would always tease each other about their ethnicity, right? He would say Polack and,
right.
You know, those kind of things. And I grew up in an America where that still happened.
Well, yeah, and I'm a little older than you, Mark, but I grew up seeing some pretty blatant racism.
Okay, I'm not claiming that's not. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And I would say that pointing out differences, what just gets my goat on this entire subject is the more we talk about it in this context, the more it divides, it does not bring us together. It is pointing out, it's reminding people of how things really used to be, and that drives me nuts. What I strive to do in pretty much any situation is not look at differences between any two people, whether it's men and women or Republicans, Democrats. You know what I mean? Races is just, it's like the last thing I would even think of. You're a friend. You're not a friend. You're somebody I agree with. You're somebody I don't agree with. And just this whole idea that they feel that they're doing the right thing by bringing this stuff up, just to me, it just drives a wedge. You know, it infuriates me.
Well, in this case, what she said is essentially the old saw, which is only white people can be racist. Right?
Yeah.
That's what's been trotted out here. Now, that's not the definition of racism. If you go to a dictionary, and as a matter of fact, you can't find a definition of racism that basically says only white people can are racist until you start digging into the progressive blogosphere.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, I find that particular aspect is, you're saying that there's no other form of racism in the world? It's only, only in this culture. You mean there could be racism? Everybody is so slippery. You know, racism is either believing that somebody is superior based on their ethnicity, or it's not.
Right.
And it, you know, doesn't cut that, you know, doesn't cut both ways or whatever.
And I hate to break it to anybody, but hey, I'm not going to cry about it, and it's not a big deal. But when I went into the military, I was in basic training. And the majority of my platoon that I was in was African American or Puerto Rican or, you know, Latin heritage, whatever it happened to be. But the white, if you want to say that, we were the minority. We were the fewest. And I had certainly some epithets thrown at me. There was some intimidation and things like that. And
I never found, I spent 8 years in prison. I never found, didn't generally find the epithets to be a problem.
I didn't either.
Unless it's tone for me. You know, like, you know, you want, fighting words come with a tone.
Right.
And that was always, every single time, the same thing that was told to me by everybody of every color. You know,
right.
Like, you could tease somebody by using these epithets, and it wasn't a particular problem.
Right.
It's tone. And yeah, you look, you're not going to hear that tone from me. That's kind of how it went. Now, I don't use terminology like that anymore. That was for 20-year-old me, not for 40-year-old me.
In a very different situation.
Yeah, it's just it's a completely different culture. But we're going to go on here with what Ms. Johnson has to say about cultural appropriation. I just think that's important to discuss. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can use Skype. It's username lrn.fm. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. And we just got word from our Western correspondent, John in Nevada, that the verdict is in from the Malheur. I'm very bad.
It's okay.
It doesn't sound like a word that I'm very familiar with.
That's okay. I grew up in Oregon, and it is Oregon, not Oregon.
Okay.
We get a little picky about that.
The Malheur wildlife occupiers that should be. We'll get to that right here in just 1 second. But check out shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you should do your online shopping this holiday season, and frankly, forever. Shop.freetalklive.com. You can have links there for Amazon, Walmart, and quite a few others. Let's go to John, calling in from probably Oregon, whatever it is.
I'm home in Nevada.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Hi, John.
I reported the other day, there had been an objection to one of the members of the jury. They were replaced, and today was the... A new jury started new deliberations, and they came back within a day with a stunning verdict. They found everyone not innocent on the conspiracy and gun charges.
Okay.
There's two other theft charges. One of them was against Ryan Bundy, and they were hung on that charge, and I'm just not sure what happened on the final theft charge against Kedden Medenbeck. I'm guessing he was found innocent of that. But really, a stunning,
that is stunning.
Turnaround.
It was the Bureau of Land Management former employee that was on the jury that was hanging everything up. They're saying, no, guilty, guilty. America owns everything. USA.
Exactly.
Right?
In retrospect, it seems like that was the case, yes. I would have guessed
it was
going the other way.
My first question was, how did that juror make it this far?
Well, I mean, that's a problem for the defense, I got to say.
Yeah,
there were strenuous objections during voir dire about this guy, but the judge overrode them and said she thought that he could make a clear judgment. Now, there's more interesting stuff because apparently after the verdicts were read, there was further excitement. Ammon Bundy's lawyer stood up and demanded that Ammon be freed.
Yeah,
right.
And he continued to make this argument And apparently he was tackled by five U.S. Marshals.
The lawyer was tackled in court for demanding the freedom of his client?
That is correct. That is what I'm reading from Maxine Bernstein on Twitter, and she's been an extremely reliable reporter. Yes, she said, and it ended with the judge clearing the courtroom and telling Mumford not to resist. So what an ending.
Jesus.
Yeah. This is crazy. Stop. I mean, the government's dragging people into court on conspiracy charges that apparently, you know, even a jury doesn't agree with. I mean, this is conspiracy. It's so easy to prove.
Yeah. It's just, did you talk to this guy? Yes. Conspiracy.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
And they found them not guilty on this and basically not guilty across the board.
Yes. And one other ironic thing is there's at least half a dozen other people out there who have already pled guilty to these same charges,
right,
under pressure. They've already pled guilty,
yeah,
and been sentenced up to 6 years. Now, one guy was sentenced to time served. Another guy got a plea deal for 6 years. So
there's a dude in prison for 6 years for getting, and the rest of them have been found not guilty.
Now, can they go for an appeal on that?
New evidence?
I wouldn't know.
I would tend
to think not, the way the legal system works. I would tend to think not.
I would think you're right. They're going to have to introduce new evidence, which is going to be difficult. Perhaps this might be that. Basically,
how do you overturn a plea deal?
I don't know.
You get a lawyer, is the answer to that. The more money you have, the more likely you'll get this overturned. But, you know, in a lot of people's cases, it's just worth it to sit there. Now, these are going to be federal charges. That means 85% in play. So they're going to be – he's going to do 5 years on this. But it likely won't be five bad years. Most federal prisons when you're talking about minimum custody federal prisons, they're not so bad.
Well, they're worse than what I'm planning for my next 5 years.
That much is true. And it really just depends on how much money this person has to throw at this.
Yeah, well, I was totally shocked, and also the story about the way the courtroom erupted at the end was shocking. So.
Yeah, that is it's an amazing story, and I'm delighted that it turned out this way. Now, Ammon Bundy's being held now on some charges that have to do with the Bundy Ranch stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, you know, his lawyer's insistence that he should be let free. I mean, that's a pretty audacious argument considering he's being held on other federal charges also. So it's kind of an audacious argument, but I wouldn't expect he'd have to be tackled by marshals.
Yeah, that's just weird.
An attorney.
You know, I suppose if the judge tries to gavel him down and he keeps it up over the course of minutes or something, but that's really a job for bailiffs, not marshals.
I'll say one thing for Marcus Mumford. He is the guy. He is the lawyer who turned this whole trial around. He gave absolutely brilliant closing arguments that I think changed everything.
Yeah. Even if the closing arguments have to be delivered before the attorney general delivers theirs, right?
Well, no. The prosecution makes their first statement. Then comes all of the defense lawyers. And then the prosecution gets a final rebuttal also.
Okay.
Of course, yeah, because it's fair.
I just don't understand why that is. I mean,
yeah,
like, as though the deck is not sufficiently stacked.
Right.
The last people you hear from should be the defense.
Yes.
Because that's what the purpose of a trial is. It is to be able to defend yourself. I mean, they're already holding them in jail.
Right.
You know, so at this point, it's clearly they're on the defensive. And the defense is it's the person who's accused that has everything at stake. The prosecution, none of those people are going to go to jail at the end of this trial. There's no chance of that.
They're going home at the end of the day, and then they're playing golf on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, that's
so
it.
The stakes are not the same, and that's what I find so reprehensible about that. The defense should be afforded every advantage that there possibly could be, and the idea that the prosecution gets the last word is just ridiculous.
Well, I'm elated because I went out to Malheur during the occupation to see what was going on, and these people weren't doing anything that would deserve being put in prison.
What about the relics? Everybody wants that. Whenever you talk about Malheur, people are like, but there's Indian relics, and these rednecks were pilfering through them.
Well, my sister-in-law is a tribal elder, and she went out there a couple weeks after me just to check on that herself. There's a YouTube of her you can find. Her name is Sheila, and she looked at all the relics and said, these are fine. These people have hardly touched them, and there's nothing wrong here. She also went to the local tribe and told them that, and they told her they weren't interested in going out to try and look at the relics.
Why weren't they interested? Because they had already formed an opinion, or they just weren't worried about it?
The reason they're not interested, I think, is pretty clearly because they're in bed with the feds who, like, have all their bread and butter. So
okay.
Somebody's got to pay for that reservation.
Yeah, because that's what it seemed like when we were looking at the, when I was watching sort of Indians testifying on TV, was that, hey, have you been there? No, I wouldn't be allowed to go.
But
why
still,
not?
These are cultural.
People are going in and out all the time.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Yeah,
and there's a big difference between Indians and their tribal governments. Their governments are really in line with the feds.
Well, I can't blame them. I mean,
yeah.
you want to make they're face it, the reservation system offers limited opportunities for getting ahead in life, period. It's horrible.
Many of these people, the Lakota Nation comes to mind, they could secede from the Union if that's what they wanted to do, but they're taking the 30 pieces of silver in
right.
the form of Indian Bureau of Indian Affairs,
right.
and they're essentially keeping their people enslaved as a result.
Yeah.
If they had sovereign nation status right smack dab in the middle of the United States, that would change the economic situation for these people dramatically.
Yep.
And John Stossel's done a special showing the difference between Indians that have sort of shed the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the ones that haven't. And it's striking. So, John, you were there at the Malheur situation. You were at the court case. Was this something you expected from the sort of feeling there?
After closing arguments, I thought this was possible, but in my heart of hearts, I was deeply afraid it was going to go the other way.
Yeah, whenever I think of a federal case, I generally don't hold much hope out for these folks, and I'm stunned and elated. I hope that Ammon Bundy does get to taste freedom sometime in the near future. John, thank you so much.
Thanks guys.
Yep. The number is 855-450-3733. What do you think about this? Do you think justice was served?
I'm feeling great.
855-450-FREE. Every once in a while, you get one of these. It's really nice.
It's a good feeling.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.